Hey, it's Dave here. This is my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
This is The Cinemile. It's the podcast where we walk home from the movies. Now, normally we do walk to our local cinema and we walk back, but our local cinema is many thousands of miles away because we're on holiday right now in the Canary Islands.
Yes.
In Lanzarote.
Easter sunshine. So we are going to watch tonight Murder Mystery 2 on Netflix.
Yes, because we never take a break
from
our podcast.
Except that we haven't published an episode in a few weeks, so we did take a break.
Sorry. Now, I know there's a lot of good stuff in cinemas as well. There's like John Wick 4 and all this amazing stuff.
Yeah, we're going to go see... next weekend we're going to see Super Mario Brothers with the kids. Very excited for that one. But right now we're going to go watch Murder Mystery 2 tonight because we did enjoy the first Murder Mystery.
Yes, and there are great films to watch on streaming services. You know, Rye Lane just landed on Disney Plus. But no, we've decided to watch Murder Mystery 2.
And it feels like that's a good holiday. It feels like the kind of movie you'd watch.
It's a holiday movie. Yeah, the first one, you can scroll back. We did a whole episode on the first one. I barely remember it, but I do remember having a bit of fun with it.
Same.
Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, quite enjoyable bouncing off each other as a couple. It
obviously
was silly.
Both very good
frivolous.
Comedic actors. They're both actual actors who were very, obviously extremely brilliant comedic actors, both of them, but also very good actors in general. They've both done really good serious roles. And we're always kind of, we never quite know what to think about Adam Sandler because he does some brilliant movies. Like, the best of his Netflix deal is the one he did about
Hustle.
Basketball. Hustle, which we should have done a review on. We never did, but it's fantastic.
Uncut Gems was good as well.
Uncut Gems, yeah. And then he does really crap things like Hubie Halloween.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, we have not seen Hubie Halloween.
Yeah.
But I watched the trailer and I'd
and
seen
that was enough.
Enough.
Yeah, that was enough.
I'm not... For me... Personally, I like Adam Sandler when he's not doing his annoying voice.
Yeah.
Like, those are, for me, the worst Adam Sandler movies, when he's, like,
as soon
little
as that voice
Nicky
comes
and,
on,
like, whatever that...
But Murder Mystery 1, I don't remember him being like that. I think they're very good together. So I'm hoping it's good. Like, Netflix is really on the Murder Mystery bandwagon. Netflix generally runs on its own trend. So obviously, Glass Onion being a huge one. I'm sure this isn't as good as that. And then even like the latest season of You, the way they've kind of flipped that into a murder mystery was quite clever.
Mm.
So I'm interested to see this. And
and we love a murder mystery.
Yeah, we love murder mysteries. And feels like the perfect holiday vibe.
It does feel like an easy holiday watch. Well, let's find out. So we're going to watch it very shortly. Well, after our kids have gone to bed. And then we'll check back in with you guys probably in the morning. So see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
And now it's time for Gloom.
Not the Maharaja.
This is a distraction.
From what?
From the escape.
No!
The Maharaja's been kidnapped.
What?
And all of you are suspects.
We're not going to be invited anywhere ever again.
The real detectives have arrived.
Wow. You must be the Spitzers.
Yes.
Your reputations precede you.
Here you go.
Not in a positive way, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Deliver $50 million to the Arc de Triomphe in Paris when the Maharaja dies.
Well, he always wanted to go to Paris.
Give us the money.
All right, you got it.
Shoot this guy! I don't want to kill anybody! Oh! What? Oh my God!
Hi guys, we're back. A day has passed. We watched Murder Mystery 2 last night over a few San Miguel's and mojitos in our hotel room as our children slept soundly in the room next door.
The perfect way to watch a movie.
Yes. Now, I think, first of all, if it's your first time on the Cinemile, we don't normally do this on holidays, but here we are. And also, we don't spoil the movie until we do on Spoiler Street. Now, luckily, here in Lanzarote, there's Los Spoilos Strito. I can see a sign for it right up ahead there. It's about about 10 minutes
Plaza
from here.
Plaza Les Spoilers.
So that's coming. But in the meantime, you know, we won't spoil the mystery of the murder right now. What we'll tell you is our general thoughts. Mm-hmm. So, Kathy, what are your general thoughts on Murder Mystery 2?
So, first of all, my general thoughts on an efficient murder mystery is that you establish multiple suspects and you establish multiple motives, Mm-hmm. That's like the base, right? Obviously the base level.
Sounds pretty basic, yeah.
Now, what I would say about Murder Mystery 2 is it doesn't establish any motive and really doesn't give us a reason to suspect people. So that's a flaw with this film.
Yeah.
Put that aside now until Las Playas says spoilers.
So you're saying that this film, Murder Mystery, doesn't have the basic components of a murder mystery.
At its core, it doesn't have a murder mystery at all. I would also say the other thing a murder mystery needs is a murder.
Okay.
This movie
interesting.
Quite misses the mark on that one as well, okay?
Well,
now, okay, both of those things aside, was I happy to see Jennifer Aniston?
So you're saying it has neither a murder nor a mystery.
It has a murder that felt very tangential to the plot. Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler, I really enjoy them as a couple. I think they're really realistic. Like, I would totally buy that they were a couple. I think
they have an easy sort of chemistry, don't they?
Together. Yeah. They're both very funny. Huge fans of both of them. So I'm happy to see them on screen. And at the start, I was actually really enjoying it. I also appreciated that they did a recap of the previous movie, which I couldn't quite remember.
Yeah, hang on. Can we just talk about that for a second?
That's weird, right?
Why can't more movies do that? I'm sorry, like, I don't remember anything about Murder Mystery 1. It was years ago. And not so many sequels just, like, assume, because this brings back loads of characters. I didn't remember anything that happened, and this basically gives you a previously on at the top, and I was like, thanks, I appreciated
that. I think that doesn't really work in a normal movie, but when it's on Netflix, anything goes, because it's kind of like whatever.
But TV shows do it,
movies and TV shows.
And often there's a lot more time passes between a movie sequel than a TV show.
Yeah, but movies kind of, Netflix blurs the line between what a TV is and a movie is.
Yeah.
So I did appreciate that, but overall, and again, I can't quite remember the first one, but I don't feel like this one is as good as it. And I certainly found that what I wasn't doing at all was laughing, which I think I was supposed to be
doing. I disagree. You were laughing.
Yeah,
I was there.
Not properly. Like, I was, you know, like, oh, haha, kind of thing. But it wasn't like a proper, like, I think one of the problems is we've just watched Glass Onion on the same platform.
Yeah.
This is such a wannabe Glass Onion, but it can't even scratch the surface of it. And it's a fundamental problem, I think, to have watched this fairly close to Glass Onion, which is an absolutely fantastic film.
It does pale
it
in
pales
comparison.
In comparison. And it so wants to be it. So yeah, that's my...
So sorry. So you're... Just to recap then. You're saying, no murder, no mystery, no laughs.
But happy to see Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler together. What do you think, David?
I kind of agree with you. I think this is for what is a comedy, first and foremost.
No, it's called Murder Mystery, so that is actually what it is.
But this is a comedy. It's a comedy. I mean, the title can't be Funny Murder Mystery, but that's what it is. You know, you come here to kind of enjoy yourself and spend time with these characters. And I agree with you, I did enjoy spending time with, I don't even know their names, but Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston's characters. I enjoy spending time with them there. Anytime they're on screen bickering, it's entertaining. They have a very easy way with each other. They have good chemistry. I actually did laugh several times out loud. There are some very good jokes in here, but the hit rate is low.
Very low.
And you observed this, you know, you said at one point, like, I think we're supposed to be laughing here. Like, and that's the problem when a movie is like rapid fire firing off jokes, which it is doing for its entire run. It's rapid fire joke, and it's getting about 1 in 5, maybe 1 in 10.
1 in 5 is generous.
1 in 5 is probably generous.
It's also not helped by the fact that we're currently watching Succession over on our Patreon, and like, we just watched Succession, so like, to have
that is just non-stop
it's just
hilarious.
It's really like, when you're watching really good stuff and then you flick into something like this, it's just not the same.
No. And I'll also draw a comparison to Cocaine Bear recently, which is another example of a film that was trying really hard to be funny and failing spectacularly. Now, I think the difference is I have more... I have such a fondness for Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, this film leans heavily on that fondness we have for them.
But it works because even when they were failing to make me laugh, I kind of just admired them for trying.
Yeah.
Whereas Cocaine Bear just felt cynical and awful.
Yeah, and I just love...
Go on.
I think this movie works because they're in it. It wouldn't work without them.
Yes.
And I mean, Adam Sandler made it, and he made it with her in mind, so that there's a reason for that. But
all the elder...
Certainly, if you took them out and put two complete unknown actors, this film would fall completely flat.
Yes, exactly. The script is not particularly strong. No. The murder mystery is not particularly good.
The murder mystery is particularly bad.
I think it's also
the core, like the biggest number one problem I have with this film, because I love murder mysteries. I'm on holidays. I'm reading murder mysteries. I want to watch murder mysteries.
It's not a good murder mystery.
No.
The other problem I have with this is that the movie seems to take a lot of stock in bringing its supporting cast from the previous film over and playing a lot of importance who we didn't remember and aren't particularly good or interesting and in some cases are just annoying.
Yeah.
So I'm like, guys, so it's like this movie likes its own universe a bit too much. I would have much preferred if they'd just done a complete clean slate.
Yeah, 100%. Like Glass Onion did.
Yes,
like
they did carry
exactly the
for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was way too reliant on that, I agree. And makes me think, but how can they make a third one?
Well, and which they're clearly ramping up for,
yeah,
and with some of the same characters again, because we'll talk about that in spoilers, yeah, if anyone cares.
I think we
would you recommend people watch this?
See, this always happens to me with these Netflix movies that aren't great. Like, of course I recommend, if you have a Netflix subscription and you're at home and you want to throw something on, like, it's 90 minutes. If
yes,
you like those actors, you'll probably enjoy it.
Neat runtime.
Yeah, neat runtime.
Is
like,
a bit, though, in the third act,
fine.
Outstays
yeah
its welcome.
Like, I would never, like, if it was in the cinema, I probably wouldn't be like, oh yeah, go off and buy tickets for it. But yeah, I would. And also, like, if a friend texts me for a movie recommendation, I'd probably say, do you know what, Murder Mystery's grand.
Spend a bit of time with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
The first one is better. This one, if you liked that, it's more of the same but not as good. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Yeah. But
now,
if you're expecting a murder mystery, absolutely not. And now yeah, on to Spoiler Street.
All right.
Or let's play us
spoilers. Oh God, our poor Spanish skills are terrible.
the worst part is we actually have Spanish listeners.
So spoiler.
So
oh
so
God.
Sorry.
Oh my God, you're right. We've quite a large contingent actually.
Yeah.
Apologies.
So sorry,
that is really offensive.
It's not offensive, it's just terrible.
It's just terrible. It's bad.
Okay. So spoilers now for Murder Mystery 2. None for Murder Mystery 1 because we don't remember.
I don't remember it well enough to spoil it.
So basically the setup of going to the birthday party I enjoyed. I wish I had a friend that rich. First thing I was thinking, God, I wish I had a friend like that.
And why can't we have murder mysteries that aren't set in rich islands and rich people anymore?
Yeah, I know. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
They always are set with
everything is just rich people now.
It's
Succession.
But I just think, given Netflix is making both movies, it was just too close to Glass Onion. It was silly.
Yeah.
It just didn't work at all. And also when the guy showed up and like they're like, oh, this is our friend. He's invited us to his wedding.
I was like, who is he? Was he in the first one?
Neither of us knew he was in the first movie.
And that guy was, I mean, I like that actor.
Good,
I've seen him
yeah
in other things. I think he was in that brilliant Channel 4 show.
If he was a British actor, I'm sure he was.
Oh, anyway, he's good. However, his character is annoying.
And then his character
not funny.
Doesn't get killed.
Yeah.
So the person who's killed is like
a
incidental
guy you meet for just a second.
Yeah, it was like, oh, it's his bodyguard. What
like,
this film actually is a kidnapping
yeah
mystery.
No, I think
it's not a murder
mystery. I kind
mystery
of admire that. They were like, oh, we got to mix it up a bit.
No, but
it was like,
the movie's called Murder Mystery.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing to admire about there. Okay, yes, someone died, but it was incidental and no one was trying to
yeah
solve that mystery. What they were trying to do was solve who kidnapped him. And then they said, based on a leap of logic that escaped me and still escapes me and was then fundamentally set the rest of the film up to be dull because all the detective work was done already, they said, only the board knew that an elephant was going to be brought into the room. Therefore, it was one of the board members.
What about
who murdered him?
But what about the elephant handlers? What about
so many people?
What about
would have
anybody
known
who was like walking outside?
Yeah, so they did a leap that was way too quick and really annoyed me into
yeah
that. Secondly, they never just showed us before that a board meeting to establish who the board was.
Yeah.
So when they said, "Oh, it has to be someone in this room," I actually was like, why are these people the board members? Why is his ex-fiance a board member and her mate? Do you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't set up properly. One
yeah,
person
yeah
was introduced. The ex-football player was introduced as, like, the chair of the board. But that was it. So we didn't know they were board members. It didn't make sense that only a board member would know about this elephant thing. That was ludicrous. And then within that, they never set up motivations for any of them.
But none of them were interesting characters
were,
either.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Yeah. Like,
you have to have at least, like, to me, 6 or 7...
And like
interesting characters for Murder Mystery.
Exactly.
And they had no.
And again, you compare it to Glass Onion, I'll say that none of the Glass Onion side characters were particularly fleshed out, but they were all caricatures. They were
yeah
very clear characters. I'm like, okay, you've got the the senator, you've got the right wing YouTuber. Like, I got a sense of who they all are. I was just like, here I've got a sense of, okay, sort of playboy football player.
He's the funniest and most memorable.
After that, I'm like, wow, everyone else is just kind of a bit dull, a bit boring.
Sister, and then, his ex-fiance, but she's not really pissed off because it was only an arranged marriage anyway.
And they had
and
a
then
giggly,
her friend, whose only character trait was that she giggled. So all of that was terrible. And then the movie, when it really descended and got poor, and I appreciate we were watching it on a laptop, but at the end of the day, it's Netflix. It's, you know, these movies aren't meant for big screens. All the action stuff on the Eiffel Tower was so
terrible.
Dumb.
And also, look, I have a problem with... I thought the running joke of Adam Sandler not being a good shot...
That was funny.
...was funny.
That was what made me laugh.
But then why is he such a competent, fighter in these fight scenes?
Yeah,
he's
made no sense.
Flipping henchmen over his back and doing all this stuff. I'm like,
and also,
I don't
if he was that
this.
Bad a shooter, he would at that point really know and not be trying to shoot.
Yeah. So I'm like, the action stuff, was pretty terrible, really dull.
And Netflix, we're watching it on a small screen, so don't have it dark and like.
It looked shite.
Do you know what it reminded me of? Another film we watched on holidays years and years ago, one of the Bonds that was all set on the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that was one of the
Robert Dalton. The oldest one.
Who was Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Was it Live and Let Die? I don't know.
Anyway,
you guys are better Bond fans.
That was better Eiffel Tower stuff than this.
It was pretty dull.
Yeah.
For a movie that also, like, the last one went all over Europe and they filmed on location. Now, they filmed on location in Paris here, I think, as well. Or at least
I
it looked like
did,
parts
yeah.
of it. So I kind of admire that. But, like, they didn't really go anywhere. They went to a mysterious island, then they went to Paris. And I also, like, I don't like that they forced the previous detective back in for no reason.
Yeah, that made
he
no
had
sense.
Nothing to add.
Yeah, and again, we didn't remember him, so it didn't matter. Like,
built
up a universe for us. Mark Strong, though, I enjoyed. Happy to see him.
Mark Strong was
fine. But he wasn't
given
much to do.
He was a bit boring. Casting Mark Strong as your villain is just a cliche at this stage.
I know, yeah. We were like, it's him. The second he showed up, we're like,
exactly.
It's him.
I'm like,
and then
come
there's,
on.
Like, some other plot holes I'd like to pick, like, there's this kind of recurring plot where they're trying to get this license to be private detectives. And I did really much enjoy the very beginning when it showed that they've been trying to be private detectives and they're terrible at it, right?
Yeah.
Because that is funny. And then Jennifer Aniston's trying to get Adam Sandler to like read this detective book so they can take the exam, and he's like, no, I refuse to read it, I'm not doing the exam. Okay, that's fine. Then at the end of the movie transpires he's read the whole book and memorized it, and that's like a nice moment between them. It's like, but why
would he reveal that?
Is that like, that's weird, like,
yeah.
If I'm saying to David, read this book, and he's like, I absolutely refuse to read it, and then like a few days later he starts quoting it to me smugly, I'd just be horrified.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? So yeah, that was all really weird as well. And then at the end, I did laugh when they got all that money. Like, it was properly funny. And then the helicopter pilot was like actually American and just took the money off.
But sorry, that was
funny. But then, like, what's the end though?
It was all a bit weird.
He jumps off airplanes. Are they flying in a helicopter themselves then?
But I'm like, their friend was like, no thanks needed. You know, we were like, you're whatever, and they ended on that note in Paris, like the Eiffel Tower, and then it's like, bye, thank you so much for saving my life, I owe you. Oh, it's like I could never repay you, and then that ends, and then they get a phone message from him with a bag, saying, aha, I actually want to give you $10 million at a helicopter. I'm like, why are these two separate scenes?
Yeah.
Did you just decide to tag on this end?
I think that's exactly what they decided.
It's very odd.
Yeah, very odd. So it ended very poorly, albeit I did laugh. Like, I laughed.
And I'm like, but
it's just a gag. Like, that's not an end
to
a film.
And this luggage is worth $3 million and it's made with dinosaur leather. I'm like, movie, what are you doing?
I don't know, like, I presume they might want to make another one, but I'll be interested. You know, the way Netflix will obviously know the drop-off rate of, like, when people stop watching the movie and stuff. I'd love to know how it compares to the first one. But anyway, let us know if you've watched it, what you think of it. Send us a message, thecinemile@gmail.com.
So forgettable.
We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Letterboxd. At the Cinemile. Or if you could, and if you haven't already done so, we would greatly appreciate if you could leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify. That would mean a lot, and that really helps the podcast get found. But finally, please, watch Succession with us. move to Patreon, where we're watching Succession every week and taking excruciatingly detailed notes and talking about it.
Yeah,
so
we've got two episodes up there already. Yeah. We've got many more to go. It's the last season of Succession. So get on board there. It only costs €2 or €3 or something like that.
Every month. As well as all the other stuff we just talked about, like actually You, for example, was talking about that.
There's loads of stuff.
Loads, and
we watch a retro movie every month over there.
So yeah, come over to Patreon, say hi. And if you did watch Murder Mystery, and
let us know, who are you?
Based on us recommending it, I hope you've watched it with the, you know, grain of salt.
We should have watched Rye Lane.
We should have watched Rye Lane.
Bye.
We'll watch that next.